You don't fucking, like, you know, use an army to take over a fucking surf population and then make the surfs feed you. Parmesan. Like, ah, here's Parmesan, and let me shove the shaker of Parmesan in your mouth.
Right.
Because that's the only way Parmesan cheese comes, is in a shaker.
Well, and then some people believe that Parmesan should be the dominant flavor.
Yeah.
So they're like, just keep putting Parmesan on there until you run out, and then go into the back and get more, and then come back to my table and keep putting Parmesan.
When I said all your Parmesan,
yeah.
I mean, other people, a block of it so I can bite into that.
Of Parmesan?
Other people are like, ew, it's got Parmesan cheese near it.
It is definitely a flavor. A cheese flavor. I mean, but it's like those hard cheeses all have kind of a flavor.
It's a
strong
flavor.
What they're for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is to make it so it's not just cheddar.
Right.
It's like,
well, cheese preferences are one of the things that I've always, or lately, I should say, I've never really thought about as much as, like, oh yeah, people like cheese, but now, recently, I have considered how very widespread they are.
I'm a cheese...
serious people
I'm not
care
a,
about it.
What is it called when you don't really like a lot of cheeses? You just like your kind of common American cheeses.
Opposite of a consommé.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a purist, but that's not really the right word for it.
No, there's a word for it. It's,
No, don't make fun of me. I'm asking for a legit word.
There's,
No, he's Philistine? Still going to do it. God damn it.
Philistine?
Well, it's just someone who, like, when they like cheese. I mean, like, I like.
Simpleton?
I like all the cheeses that you use in, like, Mexican food and, like, grilled cheese. And.
But you can use, like.
No, I'm sorry.
Brie
in
a grilled cheese.
Ugh. Isn't brie, like, really earthy?
It's not that strong. Depends on the brie.
Okay.
Brie varies.
Like it. It's like weird and soft, and I'm not sure.
When it's cold, I'm not a fan, but I'm growing to like it. Well, I guess
melted
no.
on a hot sandwich.
Melted on a hot sandwich is nice. Having said that, I have been expanding my cheese preferences substantially in the last few years.
When I feel spicy with the cheese, I get smoked Gouda, and I'm like, ooh, look how fancy I am with the smoked Gouda. And I'm like, this is too smoky.
I'm not a huge Gouda fan.
I don't like smoked cheese. It's too smoky. It's like
have you ever had a...
Said the guy who has a smoker and smokes things all the time.
He doesn't smoke cheese because he's not a
No,
fucking,
I'm just saying...
Would you say Philistine?
Yeah, I guess. I feel like a basic bitch.
Oh, okay.
Basic bitch.
Well, no, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just I find it interesting how everyone has their own concepts of what what acceptable cheeses are.
Right?
Like if you serve Kate a mild cheddar, she'll slap you in the face.
Why?
Because it's not sharp cheddar.
Oh. See, I know. It's like Amy, I don't think, likes sharp cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, she's like, oh, God, what the fuck is this?
Right.
Maybe not. Sorry, Amy, if you like sharp cheddar. I just never seen you eat it.
But that's the whole thing. And there's so many kinds of cheese.
Did you see that picture of the two guys sword fighting? And one guy is like, what are you going to do with that block of cheese? And he said, it's extra sharp.
Yeah,
I want the
seen
next
that.
Panel where he stabbed him with it.
That was a HEMO meme, right? One of the best Facebook groups you can ever subscribe to.
Oh, I think it's not called that anymore.
Oh, really?
I think it's called Armor Frog.
Oh, well. Well then. I just see the memes. I don't judge them.
I think he's trying to diversify a little
what,
bit.
Yeah, so I thought we were supposed to have a Joe today, but I guess he can't make it, so.
He's
no food
the halls.
Wars, I guess.
He's wandering the halls.
Is he?
Dead.
Aimlessly.
Like a child.
We just had our health insurance presentation today. We don't have to talk about like, exactly that, but I would just like to comment on the fact that health insurance provider company, not like the providers of the literal insurance, but the people who are the interim, are like the most confusing people ever.
Right.
But I don't know if it's their fault or if they just like you know, like when you are like, okay, I know how to explain this thing to people. I'm never going to change it again. Right.
Yeah.
You don't kind of consider who would and wouldn't be part of a. Oh, look who decided to show up late.
You
wouldn't consider.
Yeah, I'm like the rest of you,
look,
I actually have to work.
Look what the dick.
I'd like to consider
whoa.
Like. Well, okay, well, maybe this new generation of people won't understand all the complex terminology, like, or they haven't done,
Joe.
Like,
Joe was the
12 hours of research
on... Yes, I'm Joe.
On,
it's me. I'm here.
On,
I'm interrupting.
12 hours of research on health insurance stuff. But I'm going to still use all the acronyms and every kind of, like, thing and assume all that everybody knows everything. I don't know if that's, like, part of my, like, civil duty to understand health insurance like it is I'm supposed to understand, like, voting and how, like, voting policies work and, like, how all that stuff works. Or if I'm just a fucking... idiot, or if those people are just really assumptive.
Civic duty.
Civic duty, sorry. What did I say?
Civil duty.
Yeah, same thing.
Slavic
really?
Duty.
It is.
Slavic duty?
Yeah. Slavic duty.
But, like, is anybody else was really confused with that?
Yeah, no, I've done it every year, and I'm always confused. It's always bewildering.
Why don't they change how they present it, though? Like,
why? Well, there's no value.
I don't know. Maybe so it's, like, Maybe instead of just talking about the policies, like, talk about what the fuck you're talking about.
Because if you make it over inherently complicated,
so we can understand it.
Then, but if you understand it, then you could do it yourself.
Well, no.
Like, you could go through and start
Let's not talk about the predatory part of it.
I'm not saying it's predatory.
It's all predatory, in my opinion, but that's
plenty to be said about
that's because you have a family now, and it's a lot worse for you.
So expensive.
Even beforehand.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. There's no incentive for them to do better.
Yes, that's
I wouldn't call it predatory. I would just say it's incompetent.
You know what really bothers me, and it didn't bother me at first, and now it does, especially today, is how much they say, you know, I just love this company so much.
Oh, that was creepy.
She woke up and shouted Conga at her husband, apparently.
While they were
Why
doing
would you share
called
that?
Her husband Conga. While they
that's
were
how
looking
much
for...
Loves.
They were scanning Craigslist
it's
for
So you realize that we don't
sons.
Care.
So, yeah, so health insurance, fix that, someone.
Get on it, science.
The worst part is I'm not sure that any of the proposed fixes are actually any better.
It's more of just a comment not to actually do anything. But
throw it all away and start over.
Doesn't Canada do something?
Jason's not going to do
anything. Don't people in Canada get health care?
No.
Oh.
They wait in line.
Maybe that's why they're so good at it. It's because they don't actually get any
help. Well, they get to wait in line, and they get a lot of cheap drugs, which makes them feel like they're getting medical treatment because they get drugs.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than self-administering drugs. I do it.
I can't fault it. That's the sit sock, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah,
we solved the medical...
By the way, we never introduced ourselves. I'm Kyle.
Kendrick.
And then we have Kevin in here. And then obviously Joe because he made a
Joe
fucking scene because he needed to be the center of attention.
Damn it.
I had the Popeye chicken sandwiches yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How was that? Did you get stabbed over it?
No.
Did you stab somebody over it?
I sent pictures in a Discord about it, but there was like a line from... So like if this was like the camp counter... sorry. I sent him in Slack to a channel. Without us in it? Yeah. Well, because it wasn't...
Sweet.
You guys weren't in my head when I was thinking about it. Because Kevin's always in the room.
Why the fuck not?
And you are like intermittently
I know,
like a ghost.
I kind of don't exist.
It was
a
Tuesday.
Like
so that's all I have to say to you. And so you weren't on top of mind because
so
I wasn't
you didn't, you didn't put in a... Okay, whatever.
It's all about what's happening in front of me.
I don't...
So here's the counter. The line probably went back to the other end of that room.
So that's what,
through,
30 feet?
Through
yeah,
the
40,
through
40.
The Popeyes. So it was like...
It's got to be at least 1,000 feet.
You know when you go to like a Chick-fil-A? There was a reason you don't go inside a Chick-fil-A during a business hour, like busy hours, because they have their drive-thru like on fleek.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to worry
funny,
about it.
Apparently they're ranked lowest in drive-thru.
Really?
Efficiency and speed, yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't know.
Like restaurant by restaurant.
I don't know what it is. I think they're measuring total time, but I don't know if they measure total time from when you enter to when you exit, or from when you enter to get your food, or when that, because McDonald's won it. They were the clear winner by a lot. But McDonald's has you go and park and wait for 20 minutes.
Yeah, so they definitely
so
get more customers.
I feel like they're probably gaming that number better because they finish your order and then you go park over there. But Chick-fil-A, you wait till your food's ready.
Yeah, which is still not very long.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, regardless.
Like, what kind of size determines that, though? Because I've gone through plenty of McDonald's drive-thrus where I've never had to go and park.
I went through one just 2 days ago where I had to wait for like seriously 15 minutes, and I'm like, "What's happening?"
Wow. When I've had it happen, it's based on like when you go. It's not based on like the actual traffic. It's based off like the hours of the day. Yeah. And sometimes when they're feeling extra customer servicey, they'll be like, "Oh, we need to. There's a bunch of people. Maybe we should do the park thing." But it's like that is intermittent relative to the time of day you go. So if you go during lunch or dinner. Or breakfast? Yeah. I've never actually had it happen during breakfast.
Sucks. I've never had the misfortune of encountering that.
Well, it's not
I
actually
just figured,
that bad.
I figured it was that they just had to like fuck up your order, and that was for you to go wait for them.
It's generally if they have to cook something.
Yep. If you order something that's not
so
ready.
So if you get like chicken nuggets and they're all out, or you order French fries.
And that's
what
happened
salt.
To me was I got the chicken wing thing, or the fingerling things, and they weren't.
Were they good? Was it spicy barbecue sauce?
Was it worth it?
Right.
Okay.
It was worth it, except I shouldn't have eaten it. It was too much.
The Popeyes stuff. Okay, so here's my flat-out review of the two. I had bought one of each because I'm a fat fuck and I wanted to try each. The spicy is by far better than any spicy chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Really?
I think it's better. So I do think that these sandwiches are in a different class than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A sandwiches are their own texture, their own experience.
Sure.
They have a lot more of that kind of like in-bag steaminess that kind of like makes everything a little moist.
One of my Facebook friends said he can't stand them because they're always too dry.
That's weird.
That's weird because
they
all seem
literally
to be
do that to
moist.
Make it not.
Yeah, they seem very moist. Whatever.
So they have the same similar. They have pickles. So
it's really hard to not let your hate influence how you experience life.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and you know, any of those people who don't like hate chicken, I guess you can ignore this because you're not going to eat it anyway. But I do think
that chicken... feel high and mighty about not eating it, though, because that really makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't, but it does. It doesn't. They're in different classes. Like, you won't get the same experience eating a Popeye's chicken sandwich as you would a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich because, in my mind, there are two different types of chicken. Like, you get this really crispy, flavorful, like, spicy chicken breast that's more like you're actually eating a piece of like fried chicken when you're eating the Popeye sandwich.
Okay.
And when you're eating the Chick-fil-A sandwich, you're just like, it's a chicken sandwich. Like,
yeah.
They're not trying to go for that crispy chicken. They're not trying to go for that. Like, they have like the crunchy bits, but it's not the same as like a nice fried chicken breast.
I've only been to Popeye's a couple times, and it's been probably the better part of a decade since I was last there because it upset my stomach, and I felt like I was going to get stabbed.
Well, that's one thing. But the Cajun spices, so that's another thing too, is that when people go for spicy chicken, there's a difference between like a spicy chicken sandwich and a spicy Cajun chicken sandwich, and it's subtle, but the Cajun spices that make the spiciness in Cajun food is different than the spiciness in like normal food. So that's what you're getting.
Which Popeyes did you go to?
The one that's right over on right next to the Flatiron Mall.
Okay.
There was a lot of people there.
You
probably could have gotten stabbed, but I didn't.
Well, someone did get stabbed. That was the joke.
Yeah,
I didn't. Well, just this last week. Just this last week, someone got stabbed. Actually, a couple days ago, someone got stabbed at a Popeyes over a chicken sandwich. And I'm sort of like, I don't think it's going to be that good.
It's not that good. If you're in an environment where you might get stabbed eating these chicken sandwiches, just go get somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, my biggest thing is I've actually changed my preference of what I was going to eat based off of how long the drive-thru line was.
Oh, 100%.
So I am not willing to wait outside to get in to get to the line to order a sandwich to find out they're out or something.
I definitely had a little bit of FOMO yesterday because I was like already doing voting stuff, so yesterday was a good day if you wanted to like not be necessarily at work right all day because you had the like... I'm going to vote, like, excuse of they have to let you go do that.
Which is weird to me because in Colorado you can do mail-in ballots.
Yeah, I moved and they sent my mail-in ballot to the wrong mailing address because I didn't update the mailing address. I updated the resident, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. But I had to do that. So it was my fault, but I had to do it. So because you have to vote or you're a chump, right?
Apparently I forgot. I couldn't find my ballot. I sent me my ballot and I lost it.
So yeah, like what I was more impressed with though, and this is kind of a weird side note, is that they have this thing called Voodoo sauce now, and it's a like sweet chili sauce.
Interesting.
And I'm a huge fan of sweet chili sauce.
Okay.
So
I'll have to wait.
Take that sweet chili sauce and pop it on the chicken sandwich. I bet you have liquid gold on your hands.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and wait a couple of weeks for them to sell out again, and then I'll go in and get the Voodoo sauce.
They were limiting two per person.
Yeah. They'll run out again.
The Voodoo sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had like someone standing there making them and putting them in this big kind of tin so they were prepped. And so like funnily enough, that really wasn't what was causing issues with the line. It was all the people ordering the other stuff, like random stuff that they had.
Well, yeah, they got the sandwich slinging down pretty good.
But like it's like people really like their like spicy chicken tenders, and those are the ones that like actually sell out a lot because the Cajun spicy chicken tenders are like the bomb shizzy or whatever. But anyway, I wouldn't say that the wait that I had was worth it because I waited about 30 minutes to get them, and including drive time, which is about 5. So, but definitely try it if you see one and there's not anybody there.
I've been meaning to give it a shot.
I did go at lunchtime. I get one at noon, so that was my fault. It's worth
trying. I think so much of this was just more of a political stunt than an actual quality of food thing.
Yeah.
Because it seems like more than anything, people are just hell-bent on hating on Chick-fil-A and however they can express that.
It cracks me up how stuff like that forms. Like, did you ever think there'd be a, you should go get this chicken app on your phone? Like, the chicken's here!
Yeah. Like the whole...
Like, what? Like, 6 months ago, you never thought that would be a thing.
Who cares?
And then suddenly it's a thing.
And it's funny, too, because you see these other fast food joints that have pretty decent chicken sandwiches that just get completely ignored normally because it's like, well, Chick-fil-A is a chicken place. And you're like, whoa! Like, have you ever tried KFC's chicken sandwich? Because it's remarkably delicious, especially if you get their, like, special sauces on it, like their Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, a delicious honey mustard barbecue sauce with a little spice on a chicken sandwich.
Or Wendy's?
Yeah, Wendy's has a great chicken sandwich.
They have a chicken club. Don't they? Yeah, with the bacon and the Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Fucking crispy as all hell because of the bacon.
Yeah. And Wendy's bacon is by far the best fast food bacon.
So, like, I don't understand why this became these two people when there's countless other fried chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think you're championing it.
It's just like you got to have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
It's like working in IT or in software in particular and not having an opinion on Emacs versus V. Who cares? But you have to pick one.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
There are two text editors. You have to pick one, and you have to love it, and you have to hate the other one.
Oh, okay. And what I think Adam sits on here, we've had a standing stance that you don't ever have to hate something just because you picked a side.
Yeah, and you don't. And I also think it's really unfair to bucket people into, well, you didn't pick, so you hate me.
Oh, you don't drive a BMW?
Well, you don't have a strong enough opinion on this, so you hate me. It's like, nope. Just a bystander.
Not how that works.
Non-contender.
Yeah, despite interacting with Kendrick and I, which you may have, you are allowed to not have an opinion. You just need to understand why.
Well, not to choose. You can have no opinion. I don't think I ever hold someone not having any opinion. How do you feel about that? I don't. Okay, well, good.
This conversation is complete.
Like, it's more like, I hate drinking out of plastic. Well, why? I hate it. Okay.
This conversation is complete.
Like, yeah, also complete conversation, but one reason means I'm not going to interact with you.
Well, I'm done talking to you, I suppose. But you can, but like, or just a fine example. I hate drinking out of metal water bottles because if it bumps into my teeth, it's very uncomfortable for me because I don't know why. Something about the sensation is unpleasant.
But that's a reason.
Stop. That's what I mean.
You can understand.
Like that's a thing. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Kevin just like rolled the little divots on the metal water bottle against his teeth.
It was deeply uncomfortable, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kevin's teeth are...
I don't like
you. ...are monsters.
So here, one of the reasons I buy the brand of water bottle that I buy is because every time I drink out of an Nalgene, I inevitably manage to choke because I'm an idiot and can't drink out of a wide mouth thing.
How much water can I...
Yeah, so I have the Contigo little clicky thing in the mouth. And,
regulate your water.
And I'm paranoid about not closing it all the way and then leaving it on something and someone knocking over and making a mess and me not having any water. And finally...
That's not a paranoia. That's real.
That's
people
a
are
valid
like,
concern.
People be like, oh, shit, I got some news. And you're like, whoop. And it's like, why would you do
and
that?
It goes
like,
all over your computer.
Yeah.
All over your work.
The other one is a weird one that I think it's really idiosyncratic of me, and I don't know that it necessarily makes sense. But with the Contigo that I have that has the mouthpiece on it with the little, like, auto-closing doohickey, I'm sure you've all seen me have one at one point.
Yeah.
I find those don't get as gross as fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you rinse the top off, but it dries, and since the part you put your mouth on stays outside, it doesn't get as much gunk built up in there, whereas if you put your mouth on the threads, there's all those little grooves and crannies, and then when you seal it up again, you leave a nice, moist environment for it just to smell bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whenever I was drinking that in Nalgene, it felt like I was having to wash the threads and scrub it thoroughly.
Yeah, well, it's like, and then after a while, they don't get clean. You just always taste garbage after a
while. Oh, yeah, you can see. So, they used to sell these little, like, fucking Nalgene...
Sipper things?
You sit inside and it sits, and it won't go down into the water bottle most of the time because of the way it's shaped. And that thing is that's just as bad because, like, you would drink it like you're talking about, and then not only would the rim get dirty, but like that little mouthpiece gets dirty, and you like it's like a retainer. You like smell it, and you're like, oh god, what? Like, how have I not noticed it smells this bad before?
Yeah.
And then you
have to bacteria.
Yeah.
And I feel like that the Contigo ones never smell that bad at all, and I think it's because the part you put your mouth on is always then outside where it dries.
And you can like bop it off and then wash the plastic part if you really need to.
Or you can also just take it and wash it while it's still full. Maybe
I'm
just gonna rinse this off real quick.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like But I also, full disclosure, don't wash them that often.
Supposed to. What I've read online says that it's a good idea to wash a water bottle at least once a week, if not more often than
that. Oh, I would agree with that.
And I never do that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think partially because of the valve also prevents any backwash. There's just less organic material getting into that bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottle stays cleaner. And so it's like this weird thing that I'm obsessed with. And I actually, when I go for the long days on Saturdays, where I'm there for like 6-8 hours, and I do 3 2-hour blocks, I will bring one or two of the Contigos, and then I have a jug with a screw top that I bring.
Refill.
And I was sitting there, so I drink one bottle, and then I put it down, and then I'll refill it later, but I'll drink a second bottle so I also have enough water, because I don't have time between all the time. And one of the head instructor was looking at me like, as I'm unscrewing one thing, and then I open the other one, and then I'm pouring it, and he's looking at me like, why don't... What are you doing? It's like,
get away from me.
It allows me to be more gross. Because the jug that I have, I almost never wash because I never put my mouth anywhere near it.
Yeah, because you don't have to.
Because I
don't
have to.
Eliminate it, yeah.
So it
what
stays
about this
clean.
Fucker?
This thing?
Yeah.
since I just put my mouth on the straw up here, I think it's got a similar characteristic. It dries easier.
What about the backwash aspect, though? Because
I think it does backwash. I do wash this. I do rinse this every morning.
Okay.
I don't usually wash it at the end of the day, but I wash it every single morning. Partially
rinsing
because
rinsing is good too.
Yeah, I just give it a quick wash with hot water, and then I go from there.
I speaking of washing, like when our dishwasher exploded before the Halloween party, like we're going through the process of getting a new dishwasher with home warranties. It's really weird. But hand washing dishes is something that I think a lot of people don't know how to do nowadays.
Well, I think people also overestimate the difficulty of it if you have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No.
Most dishes are really easy.
But then you also change, like, it's weird because you're like, well, I don't know if I really want to eat this because if I have to hand wash it and I don't do it right away, it's going to be like scraping off or like just throwing the fucking ceramic plate.
Or you learn.
Because like if you do ketchup and barbecue sauce and like stuff like that.
That's one of the reasons that I learned and I still retain. You practice it, but it's my favorite thing I learned from Tree. Was the correct way to eat chili is you get a big tortilla, you put that in the bowl, and then you put your chili, and if you want to put cheese in the bottom, put some cheese in the bottom, you pour your chili in there, you eat all the way down till there's just a little bit of chili left, roll the whole thing up, and now you have a little chili cheese burrito at the end.
And the bowl,
give it a quick rinse, and you're good to go.
Yeah. Think about that.
Fuck,
that
bachelor
would work for
hack
anything.
Right there.
You can do that with like Spanish rice and a tortilla.
Yeah, a
you can do that with just like cheese and chips and a chicken or something. Like no matter what, you can always make a tortilla.
And it gives you
a
shitload of extra carbs and fat.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah. Right. You need to survive in college. That's great.
Tortillas aren't that expensive.
No, they're cheap. No.
Babish, speaking of food now. We were like sit-socking hard today.
We are
streaming nacho thing last night.
Yes, he did.
And I love it when Babish does like TV food ones. Like I like all of his shows, but like the TV food.
I watched it too quickly. I want to rewatch his chip recipe.
Yeah, me too. Because I wanted to do that. Because we have a bunch of corn tortillas and I want to make nachos. Like I'm making nachos with leftover Tostitos and like it's all right. Like, but if you have those corn tortillas, you just chop them, fry them.
I have done.
They're so structural. Well, that's a whole other conversation we could have.
Yeah.
Well, he has a thing where he bakes them first to dehydrate them.
Yeah.
And then he fries them on stupid high oil.
And then by the time they're done with nachoing, they're like normal chips instead of like
semi-soft.
And you can do like the whole like.
You want to
pick
tell
up
him
as much
you saw?
Shit.
The test
the
he
scooping.
Did.
Yeah.
The, so he the test he did. He did a test to show you why you should make your own chips. Because he took one of the Garden of Eden, I think it was.
Like, supposedly one of the stronger chips on the market.
One of the strongest ones, like those big, thick, organic corn ones with the big speckles of things that are like honking. You can just cut a bitch with them if you have to.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And he took one of his and he put them both in bowls of water and like submerged them under the bowl of water, lukewarm water, and then walked around for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes. And he went and he took out the one and it was like.
It broke like a. It broke like a Dorito. Like, they're
not
quite
like a.
Crunch,
not even like
they
a
just
Dorito.
Kind of like.
Yeah.
Break. But they don't snap. They just like
it almost broke like a warmed corn tortilla or like which kind of tears. And you're like, oh, well, that's happening.
Yeah, and then but the other
and
one,
and then his other one snapped so much you watched water spray off of it.
After
it was like
time.
Just
so like so if you're making nachos or doing any kind of dipping, making your own tortilla chips is like a great idea because you get the like structural stability to be able to have like meat, cheese. Like guac, sour cream, jalapeno, beans on there with a little bit of sriracha.
You'll have a
side.
Hard time fitting it in your mouth before you overcome the structural effect.
Yeah.
And
but
of
they don't
chip.
Make it, it's not like eating a piece of steel. Like you can still crunch through it with your teeth pretty well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it, and they, the thing I didn't ever do before that I, usually in my mind, it's either cheese or queso.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
mm-hmm.
both. And both, actually, if you do it right and you don't use the. Like pre-shredded cheese and stuff like that.
Never use pre-shredded cheese.
I use it all the time, though.
Never
but
use pre-shredded
cheese. I use it all the time.
It doesn't melt right.
It does. It does fine.
Does
but
not melt right.
The it does literally melt fine. Quite literally melts, and then there's
it
cheese
does
on
not,
chips.
It does not melt well until you go back and shred your own cheese again. You will not see what you're missing.
I don't. I mean, yes, they definitely melt
you
differently,
regardless.
But both of them melt. But putting them both on adds textures, which is cool. And so that's really fun.
Nice.
Putting queso on. I just never really thought about it. It was like a either or with queso.
He had another good queso recipe too.
Mm-hmm.
Two good queso recipes.
This is Binging with Babash.
Yeah, sure. Binging with Babash is the greatest show you can ever watch if you want to learn how to cook shit in your house.
I keep hearing about him.
I think
I've never
personally.
Taken the time to actually sit down.
Why are you such of a garbage person?
Because
does,
I'm a garbage
does,
human being. What
I,
do you think?
I've made pasta with his recipes and it's really
pasta
great. Oil. Like just watching, he has like basics with Babash where he's like, "You're an idiot. Follow these steps."
This is what bread is.
Yeah. If you want to make bread, it doesn't take 7 years worth of education to make bread. You just do these things and it, you know, you're done.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and he does
like... That's the level of cooking instruction I'm using.
If you want him... I learned that a bechamel is easier to make than I ever thought before.
Way easier.
Which is just butter, flour, and then you put milk in it.
Yeah. It's a base... It's a mother sauce. It's a French mother sauce, so it's a base sauce upon which all other, like... white sauces are baked.
And you can get really good cheese sauces from bechamel.
Bechamel.
Without
bechamel.
Having to put any like Velveeta or anything.
Yeah,
you
cool. you can
do the stuff you need to do.
I'm learning a lot today.
It's got a good structure of starches and fats in it that allows other fats to properly emulsify. So you can melt cheeses that are hard to get melted into place.
And sometimes if you don't have time to make a bechamel, simply putting cornstarch and stuff can also help you make a good
there's
sauce.
A laptop there.
Which, so much you learn from it. So despite
and so
that,
it's just, yeah, I would basically say if you're ever going to watch anybody on YouTube, it's Binging with Babish and Food Wishes with Chef John.
Okay.
Those two are the best. Because Food Wishes is where he's like, have you ever wanted to make chicken paprika or something like that? But not like because it was in this, but because it's an old dish from the old country. Here's a weird old white dude doing it. Because he's formerly trained chef, owned restaurants, worked in restaurants, and says it's all bullshit. So just do it,
cool.
basically. But doesn't swear, but yeah. He's a jolly older, like I think he retired into this. Babish is a hipster who went and learned how to make these dishes himself without a cooking background.
Yeah.
But the way they converge and reference each other is also cute because they're fans of each other.
So, finishing off this episode, sometimes we
you can't
play
just declare that
games.
You're finishing off.
Well, we're going to close and this story's going to be
I'll allow it.
You're going to, I hope this makes you guys as happy as it made the people last night. So, we were playing a game last night and Amy said something about catering, and look, we're talking about wedding stuff. So,
oh yeah,
did you hear about this?
Yes.
Okay.
Kyle got real mad.
Yeah. It was a very interesting spiral.
I'm not sure
thing.
3 minutes is enough time.
So basically, what's going to happen is that Amy mentions to me in passing that you have to feed the caterers at your wedding, and it was actually you have to feed the people
staff.
At your wedding, the staff at your wedding who aren't the caterers, but we don't really have staff. So anyway, it didn't end up being a thing, which is the whole funny part at the end. Anyway, so. And then I go into this tirade, and I'm like, because throughout this entire process of wedding stuff, it's basically just if you haven't watched 75 plus hours of YouTube videos or of weddings, you basically just get, it's like that Shaun of the Dead scene where they're all beating the zombie with like cold cues for secret fees. You're just being sitting there like, oh yeah, you can get catering, but you also have to pay for quadruple what a normal server would get paid plus tip. And you're like, plus tip? They're already getting paid $30 an hour. What
why
the fuck?
Why do you tip them? They're well above minimum wage already.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was like. It was like, you're getting paid $30 an hour to be there. Why do I need
it's
to tip them on top of
tipping
that?
There, it's gratuity.
Yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
But suffice it to say, we hadn't had a lot of that for a while. And then Amy's like, oh, we have to feed the caterers. And I was like, it was just like,
that was the
it
straw.
Was, what had happened was what I imagine a robot does when it goes into a logic loop, where you're like, but they have food, and they're bringing food, but we have to provide more food for them because they're bringing food, but that might cause us to make more staff needed because we have more food, and it's like,
oh,
it so was just like,
a problem.
Yeah. And then I was just like, that's so fucking stupid, and I just went off, and I was just like, and then part of it halfway through, like, I was still mad, but everyone was just laughing, and, like, Kate was crying so hard. She was, like, laughing so hard she was crying, and I just kept going, and it was, like, a spiral, and I was like, we have to keep playing, or I'm going to focus on this all fucking night. I was like, it's so asinine to have to feed your fucking catering staff. They're bringing the food. They're just bringing the food for the catering staff. You don't fucking, like, you know, use an army to take over a fucking surf population and then make the surfs feed you. Like, all these really weird analogies that don't really make sense. And, like, you would never have someone from, like, you never pay an Uber Eats driver in food. You wouldn't be like, oh, I'm ordering McDonald's from Uber Eats and then I need to order an extra cheeseburger and some fries for the Uber driver. And be like, yo, dog, thanks for delivering my food. Here's some food for you. And I was like going fucking ham on it because I was just so
excited.
So fucking frustrated that somebody was like Amy said that and she's like, I did not want this to happen, and I was like, it's okay, calm me down. It's just like,
well, and really, all it was meant was you need to feed the DJ and the photographer.
Yeah, and we don't have those, which was
right.
The whole.
Well, because you're locking them in a room with you guys for like 6 hours.
Yeah, and
so
that makes sense to me because you're like, oh, someone's gonna be there for 8 hours, needs food. Yeah. Sure, I get it. I'm not gonna expect them to bring like a sack lunch to a wedding.
Right,
like that's fine. But I was like, the idea that the catering staff,
yeah, that's
needed. We needed to buy food for the people providing food for us.
Was insane.
Was
yeah,
just
yeah.
So insane to me that it set me off. But yeah, so
that's the only part of the wedding planning that's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah,
not
that's
it. Not at
like,
all. But
like,
okay.
Comment, and subscribe right. If you regardless of how you feel about weddings.
Welcome
yeah.
To
Sissock. Welcome back.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.